Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is going to be a real treat. We are going in depth today with Cindy Tappan. She is representing the Heritage Preservation Commission. She's currently the chair of this wonderful organization, and they recently gave out their 2023 Preservation Awards, and it's really fun to see homeowners and older homes recognized for, you know, really keeping true to the nature of the age of the house. So, Cindy, so good to see you. How have you been?
I've been great. Thank you very much.
You yourself live in a home that has history. Tell us about your house, please.
I live in the 400 block of West 7th, and Hazel Jacobson, who many of your listeners will know was kind of the historian of Hastings, sent me a note once telling me that I lived on Silk Stocking Drive.
What?
Because all the doctors and dentists lived on that street, and I suppose part of it was at the top of the hill, and so there wasn't going to be any flooding, and any water or icky stuff was going to flow down to the bottom of the hill. And so my house was actually built by a dentist, who also was in city government, and the house across the street was built by a doctor, and so I think that's kind of fun, Silk Stocking Street.
Well, I think that is really cute. When do you think that term went away?
I think it was just an anecdote. I think people just, you know, kind of like we call things Cowtown now.
People love Cowtown, though. I mean, they refer to it as Cowtown.
They do.
And get offended if we don't refer to it as Cowtown.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's just fascinating. So when you moved to your house, you knew it was an older home, but did you know the history of it?
We did not know the history of it. One of the fun things about my home, though, is that if you can believe it, we still have the original plans. They were all rolled up in a tube, and with the blueprints and the text of, like, what kind of wood and what kind of finish. And it was real interesting because many houses have nice wood on the first floor, and then they have the cheaper wood on the second floor because you wouldn't entertain and people aren't going to come up there. But in my house, it said oak for all the woodwork on the first floor, and it was supposed to be pine on the second floor. And everywhere that it says pine, the owner has crossed out pine and put in maple. So we have maple woodwork in our entire upstairs, including built-in dressers, and if you can believe it, walk-in closets for a 1913 house. They didn't have closets in those days. You had maybe a little kind of a cubby hole where you could hang a couple of dresses because people didn't have a lot of clothes, or you might have a wardrobe. Nobody had closets, and we actually have two walk-in closets in the master bedroom. It's insane.
Well, that really was what, forward thinking? Or, I mean, that's amazing.
It really is amazing. I can't imagine what he was thinking, where he'd seen that, because it's so uncommon for a 1913 house. It really is.
So was your house in good condition when you bought it?
It was. We were maybe the fourth owner, and the original owner had owned it from 1913 into the 50s.
Oh.
So never painted. The woodwork was never painted, so there was not that stripping. There was wall-to-wall carpeting, which we took out immediately, and there were beautiful floors underneath. But we were really lucky that the bones of the house really had not anything negative or modernistic put in. And then we did put a two-story addition on the back of the house, but we designed it so that it would look like the old house. And it's stucco, so we just stuccoed the whole thing. And today, most people wouldn't really understand. If you drove by it, you wouldn't think that it was an addition. You'd think it was just the way it was.
Interesting. So is that kind of where you got your interest in older homes, or where do you think that came from?
It is actually my husband. Many people will remember Perman's. He was down here working at Perman's, and I was working in
Ron Tappan, the beloved Ron Tappan.
And I was working at Methodist Hospital in St. Louis Park, and I said, I'm not moving till I've worked at this job for a couple of years. But he talked to a real estate agent, and he said, we want these 24 things in a house.
24 things?
Don't come to me. Don't show me any houses. And so this house had 22. And so
what were some of the 24 things?
Well, we wanted a fireplace, and we wanted an old house, and I think we wanted oak floors, or I don't even remember what they were, but you know, we had some ideas. And you know, our house has the original clawfoot tub and the original sink and all that. So we bought it and actually rented it out the first year because I wasn't ready to move yet, and then we moved into the house. And so it's kind of funny, one of the things I told you I wanted to talk about is finding out that there were actually records at the city about my house.
Yes.
And so it was probably 30 years I'd lived in the house or something like that, and I found out about the Pioneer Room. And the Pioneer Room is a room inside City Hall on 4th Street, and they just have a wealth of information. So for historic homes like mine, even though mine isn't designated, I don't have like national, I'm not in the district, I'm not nationally recognized, my house isn't. But because I'm in the older part of town, several decades ago, a bunch of female volunteers went house to house doing a survey that the Historical Society had a form for, and that's how we established historical districts in Hastings. So every house like mine has an individual file down at the Pioneer Room, and you can see a copy of that survey, what the architecture of your house is, what it was like at that point in time, when it was built, who built it, any information they have. And then they also have newspaper clippings, so if your house was ever in it, or say someone famous was in your house,
or it caught fire, or
Right. You know, if someone was, some important person was the mayor of Hastings, that would be in your file as well. And so you can see who the former owners were. And anyone can go there. I just want people to know that. So even if you don't have a historic house, say you have an interest in Hastings history, maybe there's a person you're interested in or a downtown building, they have a file on that. And they are open on Mondays and Wednesdays from 9:30 until 4. You can just walk in. You don't need an appointment. And they will help answer your questions. They'll help you pull a file if there's a particular person or a house you're interested in. And right now they're doing something really exciting. The Confluence Building is going to be open where Hudson was shortly. And they are doing a great display, part of which is already in City Hall. And it's a display of the Hudson Building and Hudson Sprayer and various memorabilia from Hudson that I think people would be quite interested in. There's a picture I've never seen before of the spiral bridge from up above while the other bridge is being built. And it's an angle I've never seen before. It's the kind of thing you'd think, well, you did that with a drone. But of course they didn't do it with a drone. So I don't know how they did it. And then they're going to be having other exhibits as well. So I really encourage people to check out the Pioneer Room if they have an interest. It's just a great resource. And volunteers are there Mondays and Wednesdays to help you.
And they continue to update files. I know they have files on many Hastings families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, it's fascinating to know how much history is in that room. And if you have old pictures, they're happy to take those as donations or...
Right, or bring in your artifacts
exactly.
out of the basement of your house, and they
yes.
can maybe tell you what it is
yeah.
or whether they'd like to keep it or what you might do with
right.
it, what it was used for. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Cindy, you are the chair of the Heritage Preservation Commission. Would you tell us what that means, please?
The commission has been around for several decades, and I believe the history is they were started to make sure that buildings were preserved so that we know about our history, and frankly, it's a huge tourist thing. Heritage preservation is what it's called. And so people come to towns like Hastings and Stillwater because they want to see old downtown buildings and old residences, and it's what shapes the character of a town. So it's really important. So there are design standards that are established, and so there are certain districts in town. So as I said, even though I'm in the old part of town, I'm not part of the district. But if you were in the district with your house, you basically have to come before the HPC if you wanted to put an addition on your house, or you wanted to take off part of the house, or, you know, add a turret to your house. You know, and then we simply look at the design guidelines and say, you know, gee, that fits or that doesn't. We cannot tell people what color their house is. We cannot, you know, it's about keeping the general structure of it and the outside look. We can't tell you anything about the inside of your house. You can modernize it all you want, put in granite countertops, do whatever you want. So it's simply about looking at the outside. And so we have purview over that. And what we really try and do is be collaborative with the homeowners. So say the goal is they want more space in the kitchen, and maybe the way they proposed it won't work, but maybe we can help them figure out another way that would work on the property to align with the design standards and still get what they want.
What encompasses the district?
Good question. There are actually several districts, and I'm not sure I can give you a really clear description. Obviously, downtown is one, so that's a separate district. Mm-hmm. And then there is a district that goes from 2nd Street up to, I think, about 7th Street, and it would start at Vermilion, and then it would come as far as Ashland. So think about the churches like the Presbyterian Church, the Van Dyke Mansion, that would be one district. And then the opposite side of the street, where the Episcopal Church is over to C's School, that would be another district as well. And then, as you know, houses keep getting older. And so one of the things we may do in the future is you have to hire a consultant to, we personally don't get to decide what's in a historic district. There has to be an outside expert that comes in and determines whether there are enough significant properties. Because if too much has been altered, it's not historical. And so we may be looking to do something like that in the future again. But it's been a while now since we've done anything like that. And there are HPCs, Historic Heritage Preservation Commissions, in most towns in Minnesota. So, you know, St. Cloud, Winona, Red Wing, they all have a group of citizens like us that are tasked with helping ensure that heritage is kept.
So recently you did present your awards at a city council meeting, and I'd love to hear about them because you found some really interesting houses, and I would love for you to give a background on them.
Sure, happy to do that. So we have two preservation winners that we presented at the council meeting. The first one is 207 West 2nd Street. I think people would generally be familiar with it. It's kind of a brownish red house with a tower not far from the Lock and Dam Road. And I know when I moved to town, it was a little shop. I don't know if you remember that. And you don't remember it? Oh, I bought some great brass candlesticks there. At any rate, the house, it was built in 1875, and it was owned by a number of people. And it's called a French Second Empire style of house. It's got a cupola on top, and recently it has some copper trim on the top. It's got a mansard roof, which is kind of a peaked, and then it comes down like in a curve. It's got six bay windows. It is just a beautiful, beautiful house. And then it's recently had a retaining wall, and the owner is Laurel Lidstrom Ryan. She has just maintained the property beautifully, and she also added a cobblestone driveway, which is also of special note. Bob Langenfeld lived in that house at one time and added the metal fence-like trim that's at the top of the cupola. And it's an important house in Hastings. It was part of the National Historic Register as of 1977. And then the second house we recognized is on 651 West 5th Street, and it's a Dutch colonial revival house. Most people would call it a barn house.
Oh, sure.
Because it looks like a barn, and it's got that kind of a roof. It's called a gambrel roof, and it's got four bay windows, two dormers, a brick chimney. It's just very, very beautiful. That house is owned by Steve McMahon, who now lives out of state, but he told me in a phone conversation that one day he was working outside the house when they lived here, and someone came up to him and told him that the gazebo behind the house was made from the remains of the spiral bridge. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, neither did he, but he thought it was a great anecdote.
It's a great story. I love that.
So when you drive by, you have to take a look at that as well. And then the third house that we recognized last night in terms of preservation is a mid-century modern home, and that's on 1102 Tyler. And the current owners are Yander Sanchez and Kristen Selman Sanchez. And she told me a really interesting story that they had lived on Blueberry Lane and their house burned out. And so they had a friend who lived on Tyler, and they said, you and your five kids move in here. And so they did, and they ended up just loving the house and bought it. She told me that the house was built in 1956 by Lenny Bauer. And at that time, I guess there was a golf course where Kennedy School was.
The original Hastings Country Club.
Is that right? I did not know that. Anyway, that's why, and he moved into it himself because he wanted to be by the golf club. And then like typical mid-century modern homes, it has lots of built-in cabinet kinds of things. And so I guess fishing was a big passion of his. So there are lots of nooks and crannies to store fishing lures and little things like that. And so they also have done a wonderful job of maintaining the outside of the house, so they were recognized as well.
And then I know that you also give out something called a stewardship award.
Right. The stewardship awards are for people that won preservation awards maybe 20 years ago. But as you know, a lot can happen to a house in 20 years. It doesn't mean you necessarily maintain the house. And so these people were given the awards for doing a good job of maintaining in the last 20 years. So one of those houses was 413 West 2nd Street, which is known as the Pringle Judge House. And today it's owned by Fred Weiland, and he was able to be there last night and get his award. People will recognize this because it's got big white columns. It's on 2nd Street. It's got a lattice balustrade. It's got a fancy front with massive eave brackets that hold up some decorative things. The house has 16 rooms, 11 down and 5 up, and it is a single-family home today, although at one time it did have apartments. And one really fun thing that I found in the file in the Pioneer Room was a picture of the family moving into the house in 1870. And there is a lady riding side saddle on a horse and some other people in a carriage pulled by horses. You can see the house was a little bit different color. And the reason we know it's from 1870 is that our own local historian, Heidi Langenfeld, was able to find out that that particular photographer only worked in this area for a 2-year period of time. And so that's how they were able to determine the age of the picture. So that was very fun to see that and show that to the city council. And then we have one last stewardship award, and that's 632 3rd Street West. And this house is owned by Diane Metcalf. It was built in 1895, and it's a 2-story rectangular-shaped house. It is known as the J.L. Berry Residence. This owner's had it since 1983, and she actually designed the front porch to match the character of the house. And this is a great example of something that would have come before the HPC and would have been approved to make sure that the porch matched, as opposed to like putting a front deck on, for example. I mean, decks didn't happen in 1895. So, you know, this kind of a front porch would have been typical for that era of the house. So she's done a great job. Also added an addition to the house. So again, you can do that kind of thing. It just has to fit the character of the house and the neighborhood and the setback and that kind of thing. Well, we also did one thing with the Facebook contest at the council meeting. Can I talk about that
Please. A
little bit? So this is something that we started last year, and the communications person at the city, Don Skelly, and Justin Fortney, who's the staffer for our commission, they look up what the houses that are turning 100 are. And this year, we had 4 houses turning 100, and then they promote a Facebook contest on the city website, and people can vote for which house they like best, and the winner gets a Century Home plaque, which is a very, very nice plaque that is available to anybody who's got a house that's 100 years old. It's a very nice plaque that you can put on the front of your house, and anyone who has a house this old can purchase a plaque. It's about $125, but our goal really is to have a city with the old part of town filled with these plaques, because it's a real draw for tourists. It's like you can drive down the street and go, oh, look, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. It just helps preserve our history and make it a more interesting place to visit.
So who was the winner this year?
The winner this year was in the 600 block of West 3rd, another burn house. The winner was Ryan Conover and Bonnie Whitehall.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's really fun, and it's fun to have the community involved so that they can vote on it and just, you know, promote the entire concept.
This is so interesting. Thank you.
Welcome.
So glad you shared this with us. And Cindy, again, if people want to learn more, they should head to the Pioneer Room. It's open on Wednesdays, you said?
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Okay.
Monday and Wednesday, 9:30 to 4.
Perfect. Really, really great to see you. Thanks for sharing all this good information. Our guest today, Cindy Toppin, she's the chair of the Heritage Preservation Commission. And if you want to learn more about the history of Hastings, do make a trip to the Pioneer Room. It's just fascinating, and it's right in City Hall. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.